A voice you can trust. Boldly proclaiming the full gospel of Christ, providing help for today and hope for tomorrow. A multi-generational anointing endued with power, changing hearts, equipping tomorrow's leaders, and leading countless millions to a new life in Christ. This is Breakthrough with Dr. Rod Parsley.
Hey, what a joy, what a privilege it is to welcome you to your breakthrough from right here on the campus of our worldwide headquarters. It's pretty quiet around here right now, just a few of the school traffic going on. But just in days from now, this entire campus will be overflowing with folks just like you from every single state and dozens of nations for Dominion Camp Meeting 2017, the Legacy Edition. The dates are June 30 through July 2nd. We'll be celebrating the time-honored legacy of the anointing that has graced this holy convocation for 30 years now, and you simply cannot miss it. You gotta be a part of it, because this is not, you know, a nice little meeting. This is America's Camp Meeting 2017, a divinely appointed sovereign assembly God called for God's people when He desires to not only complete, but perfect the desires of your heart. He wants to give you new dreams, new desires, and a fresh seven times greater anointing to help you see them all become a reality. Let me encourage you now. Plan to be here. Come by plane, train, automobile, whatever it takes to get you here. Leading us into the presence of the Lord, Grammy-nominated gospel artists William McDowell, Travis Green, Tasha Cobbs, Rick Pino, all joining our very own Lisa Brunson, Harvest Music Live. I'll be preaching under a seven times greater anointing that I've been experiencing ever since God healed me of vocal cord cancer. Joining me, my good buddy, Pastor Stephen Furtick, Dr. Perry Stone, is just gonna light the place up with end time prophecy. And then that raging Cajun, Jesse Duplantis, is gonna be back with us. And for the second year in a row, Pastor Sammy Rodriguez. For the first time, Real Talk Kim Pothier. Pastor Ron Carpenter will be back. Seven profoundly anointed services from Friday night to Sunday night, just for you. Log on to DominionCampMeeting.com for all the information you need to be a part of America's Camp Meeting. Dominion Camp Meeting Legacy 2017. Right now, I want to give you just a little taste of America's Camp Meeting and share with you the ministry of Camp Meeting favorites, Tasha Cobbs, Pastor Stephen Furtick, Pastor Jesse Duplantis, and perhaps just a little of my Camp Meeting ministry as well. Here's what's in store for you when Pastor Stephen Furtick steps behind the pulpit at America's Camp Meeting.
You will never fulfill your calling in your comfort zone. And that's been a theme of my life, because comfort obscures calling. If God raises you correctly as His child, there are going to be several stages where He has to create uncomfortable separation. So I approach this from Moses, because his whole life was a case study in separation. In order for God to bring the nation that Moses had to lead to their destination, He had to use a man who had a very specific experience. And He was lining the destiny of one man up with the destination of a whole nation. And Moses tells God, I can't talk. And that's where God showed him Moses your distinctive feature isn't how you say it, but who is with you when you do. Your distinctive feature is not your ability. And this sets me free, man, because, you know, like every time I come in a church like this, new place, big church, can we all agree it's a big church? How many of you, if you were doing what I was doing today, you would pee your pants? Come on, raise your hand. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Shut up. Yes, you would. So, you know, it's like, I have to have a moment with God where I'm like, what makes me effective up here isn't even necessarily what I'm saying. Because whoever texted you and said, can Stephen Furtick really preach? Compared to who? Compared to him, all of us need to shut up and go sell cars, okay? So it's a standard of comparison issue. But my distinctive feature isn't my ability to sound like him. I'm gonna tell you something else about preaching. My distinctive feature isn't my ability to get you up on your feet. My distinctive feature is what direction you go when you hit the street because of what you heard that resonated in your heart. I don't preach anymore for reaction. If you react, I'm cool. If you look at me, I'm cool. What's happening while I'm talking is the word is making its way into the heart of everyone who has ears to hear. Tell somebody, be distinctive.
Well, what a tremendous gift Pastor Stephen Furtick is to the church at large. And he'll be right here on the vast campus, World Harvest Church and the Breakthrough Ministry at Dominion Camp Meeting with a word you simply cannot afford to miss. As Joni always says, camp meeting cannot be explained. It has to be experienced. The waves of the glory of God that come in and out of that tabernacle are unprecedented. We don't just hold these meetings to have a meeting. They're held at God's directive. And the message I deliver, I believe to be straight from the heart of God. Right now, I want to share just a very brief clip of the message that God birthed in my spirit to deliver at a recent Dominion Camp meeting. And then I'll be right back to share with you the ministry of Tasha Cobbs and evangelist Jesse Duplantis. So I looked up the first words of John the Baptist. You can find them there in your Bible. I looked up the first words of the Apostle Paul. I looked up the first words of the Apostle Peter after the day of Pentecost. I looked up the first words of Charles Wesley. Then I looked up the first words of his brother John Wesley. I thought, this is interesting. I think I'll look up the first words of Susanna, their mother. And Susanna and John and Charles and John Calvin and Martin Luther and John the Baptist and the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter were all exactly the same words. So then I decided to be brave enough and bold enough to look up the first words of Jesus. It's in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17 where it says, when Jesus made this transition, from that time Jesus began to preach saying, see, they ain't standing up on that. They ain't shouting me down on that. They're not running the aisles on that. Because they want me to have some other message.
Did you want me to have another message other than the message of Jesus, the message of John, the message of the Apostle Peter? Some of y'all call yourself Holy Ghost preachers, and you ain't said the word repent in your pulpit for the last 6 years. They're running down the aisles and falling over the altar in your church. In most modern churches, we have removed the altar altogether. We just have them stand there. And if anyone would like to make a commitment, please stop asking people to make commitments. The Marine Corps won't even take a commitment. Don't ask them to make a decision. Ask them to be converted. Ask them if they're willing to kill the old them. Ask them if they're willing to pull out the stealing knife and stab it through the heart of what wants to damn their soul to an eternity in hell. Get some backbone, preacher.
A life changing, you know, and groundbreaking.
The Lord has truly changed my life. Unbelievable.
Give us somebody that's bold enough and brave enough to walk up into a pulpit and say what God said to say.
So if you need something from God, you're in the right place at the right time. This is a spot for revival.
There's nothing you can't do if you're willing to dream and work toward it.
He's coming back for a radiant church, a glorious church, and while we are waiting for Jesus to come down, he's waiting for us to get up.
Wow. If you're not getting on your computer right now to book your tickets or figuring out your route to Columbus, Ohio for Dominion Camp Meeting June 30th through July 2nd, somebody needs to check your pulse, darling, because the glory of God is going to be here. And Dominion will be here before you know it. The Legacy Edition. Wonderful ministry for your whole family. Be sure, mark your calendar, make your plans. Be a part of it all. When God wants to complete, wants to perfect everything that concerns you, area hotels, I can tell you, are already filling up. And I don't want you to miss your appointment for your miracle. Just log on, dominioncampmeeting.com, for all the information you need. Right now, I want to share with you one of the most unique, beloved ministry gifts in the world today. That raging Cajun himself, evangelist Jesse Duplantis.
Are you ready? The title of the sermon is The Power of Focus and Imagination, How Big You Want to Dream. He said, you young men or you old men shall dream dreams and your young men shall see visions. I am a dreamer. I believe in that. I love vision. Why? Because it tells me what I'm going to do. And it keeps me excited and prepared for what's coming my way. So I want to ask you the question, how big do you want to dream? Write this down if you're taking notes. When you have faith, you are creating. Let me say this. When you have faith, you are creating. Your mind and your spirit get into sync. I mean, they get into one mind and one accord to do what? They work together to formulate your future. See, they're working together. How big do you want to dream? You understand? Now I could preach for hours. Let me go to this next one. How hard do you want to work? How hard are you willing to work? Because every dream is going to take some work. Look what he says in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9. How long will thy sleep, O sluggard? When will thy arise out of thy sleep? In other words, how hard you want to work. See, work brings the fulfillment of your dreams and hopes through fruition. Work expands the dream and causes the vision to be seen by others. People say, why are you working so hard? He's working on something. It's causing the dream. See, it's the power of focus and imagination, see. There ain't nothing you can't do. I'm not just telling you that to make you feel good. There's nothing you can't do if you're willing to dream and work toward it. You understand what I'm saying? It makes no difference what, where, how. I mean, God told Abraham, through Sarah will all the nations of the world be blessed. He's 99 years old. He said, have you seen Sarah lately? This ain't menopause. This is menostop. You understand? And Cialis and Viagra hadn't been invented yet. It didn't happen. He said, but El Shaddai is going to touch you. He said, now you go in that tent and let nature take its course. Boy, he got his lean back. What's up, baby? And Sarah said, get down with your bad self, Abraham. And Isaac was born laughter because he was willing to dream.
Well, Jesse Duplantis, I can promise you this, there's really nobody like him. He's going to make you laugh, then he's going to make you cry, then he's going to make you laugh some more. At Dominion Camp Meeting 2017, June 30th through July 2nd. Right now, just move that coffee table out the way, because ushering us into the presence of the Lord during Dominion Camp Meeting will be one of the greatest psalmists in the church today. You know her, Tasha Cobb.
Somebody that's bold enough and brave enough to walk up into a pulpit and say what God said to say.
So if you need something from God, you're in the right place at the right time. This is a spot for revival.
There's nothing you can't do if you're willing to dream and work toward it.
He's coming back for a radiant church, a glorious church, and while we are waiting for Jesus to come down, he's waiting for us to get up.
My dear friend, there is a fresh wind of God's Spirit blowing, and the fulfillment of God's prophetic promise to place a seven times greater anointing on my life after that attack of vocal cord cancer, now healed by the power of God, your Bible tells us in 1 Chronicles of some folks who understood the times, understood the seasons. Prosperity followed them everywhere they went. Sick bodies were healed. The enemy could not stand against them. And I believe that you are one of those people. Right now, let me encourage you to do as Hannah did, as Cornelius did in your Bible. Mix your sowing with your intercession. Sow a seed, not just any seed, a significant seed that gets heaven's attention because it gets your attention, and do what I was trained to do by great men like Dr. Oral Roberts, Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin, Dr. Lester Sumrall. Specifically target your seed toward that one thing that has you walking the floor night after night. For many, that's a new season seed, we'll call it. Perhaps it's $50. I believe that I am speaking to a very select group of people that today God has apprehended your heart, you've been blessed, and you need a new season. I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now about sowing a $100 seed. For someone, your seed is an uncommon seed. It's not for everyone, certainly. But I do know it's for somebody watching right now. Only you know if it's you. Perhaps it's a legal issue that's confronted you that you can't seem to get resolved. Perhaps it's your business that seems to have stalled, leveled off. Maybe it's a relationship that seems at this moment beyond repair. I'll remind you, nothing is impossible with God. Whatever you're facing, don't allow this moment to pass you by. Now, if at this moment you'd love to sow that $1,000 seed, but it's impossible for you, it's not going to be impossible because you're going to take a tithe, a $100 seed, and believe God for the rest. There are seasons, and then there are seasons. There are moments, and then there are moments. This is a God moment. Don't you sense it? When God is speaking to your heart, He's saying, take a step of faith toward me with this seed in your hand and see what I'll do to turn your darkness into glorious day. He wants to do it. Father, I pray for my friends and partners right now, those who are at this moment making a decision that will affect their future. Whether you speak to their heart about a $50 seed, a $100 seed, a $1,000 seed, I ask you to speak clearly to them. They know your voice. Now listen for a moment and then act. Don't allow time to move you away from your miracle. For everyone today who determines to sow a $50 seed or more, I want to sow into your life a brand new edition of No Dry Season. One of my most popular books of all time. I've authored nearly 100. This is in the top 5, and I just redid it just for you. The truth of God, the revelation inside these pages will help you close the door on your past and step in to a brand new season filled with hope, filled with promise, filled with blessing. Now, if you call right now, I'll add my message, understanding how to claim God's promises. You can't do without that revelation. How to lay hold on God's promises. I'll send it to you on CD and DVD, one in your car, one in your home. And I want everyone who will sow their very best seed in faith for a new season to have my ministry gift to you today, No dry season. Now listen, I need every partner, every friend to hear me today. It's summer. It's beautiful, isn't it? And of course, so many folks are away from their television sets during the summer. But the bills at Breakthrough just keep coming. I ask you, please remember us. We're remembering you.
The new season you require may be a financial breakthrough or a physical healing. It may be salvation or restoration of a loved one. When you operate in faith, you open a portal where heaven will begin a new season in your life. Sow a very special seed now and help Breakthrough continue to take this glorious gospel around the world during the summer months. As you sow, give your seed an assignment and believe for an abundant harvest. Target your $50 seed toward your greatest need, and we'll build your faith with the updated edition of Dr. Parsley's landmark book, No Dry Season. As you complete each chapter, you will expand in faith, confident that God is greater than your tribulation or painful past. If you call before this program ends, we'll also send you Dr. Parsley's message, Understanding How to Claim God's Promises, on both DVD and CD, convenient for both the home and car. Consider sowing a more significant seed as a representation of your faith for a new season in your life. For your generous seed of $1,000, we'll also include Dr. Parsley's 6-CD message series, Your New Season, and this beautiful emblem of the anointing of God, a genuine Holy Land shofar. Call now and sow your new season seed. Write to P.O. Box 100, Columbus, Ohio 43216, or log on to rodparsley.com to sow swiftly and securely. Your new season, with its abundant harvest, is on the way.
Dominion Camp Meeting Legacy Edition, June 30th through July 2nd, just around the corner. Some of the greatest men and women of God in the church today. Pastor Stephen Furtick, Dr. Perry Stone, Evangelist Jesse Duplantis, Pastor Sammy Rodriguez, Real Talk Kim, Pastor Ron Carpenter. I'll be preaching. Joining us for worship, Grammy-nominated William McDowell, Travis Green, Rick Pino, Tasha Cobbs, Lisa Brunson, and Harvest Music Live. Tremendous ministry for your whole family right here on the vast campus of World Harvest Church and the Breakthrough Ministry. It all begins Friday evening, June 30, 7 o'clock. Don't dare miss what God has for you at Dominion Camp Meeting 2017. Listen, where else in the world can you go to receive that vast array of ministry anointings in 7 services in 48 hours? You need to be here. Just visit dominioncampmeeting.com for all the details. Joni and I, we got a seat reserved just for you. Going to give you a great big Columbus, Ohio welcome. I'll see you next time right here on your Breakthrough.